Sunday. William Jones, NPR News.
The World Cup has meant big business for beer and breweries in the U.S. Bars in Boston reported needing emergency deliveries to keep taps from running dry on some game days. FIFA says fans downed a total of 290,000 stadium beers during the 6 matches in Philadelphia. This comes as beer sales in the U.S. have been struggling for about a decade as consumers cut back for health reasons. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Jarl and Pamela Mohn, focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts. And the Public Welfare Foundation, committed to advancing transformative youth and criminal justice reforms.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Times, an online news publication with an emphasis on stories that affect residents of Lawrence, Douglas County, and Kansas. Information at lawrencekstimes.com.
85 degrees in Lawrence, 87 in Topeka. It is 6:06, and this is KPR. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, broadcasting at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 91.3 FM in Junction City. We are always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We have news headlines coming up at 6:30. At 6:36, investigators have been working hard and have identified a supplier of iceberg lettuce that is connected to the ongoing Cyclospora outbreak. The CDC recommends rinsing raw fruits and vegetables to stay safe.
Wash your hands and any fresh produce thoroughly under running water before eating, cutting, or cooking.
Of course, cyclospora is kind of complicated. You might need to cook it. Raw vegetables might be out for a little while. So we will have the full story from Allison Aubrey coming right up here on KPR. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from Panda Pediatrics. From newborn to college grad, Panda Pediatrics provides primary care, mental health, dental, and a walk-in clinic for kids as they grow into young adults. PandaPEDS.com.
Mostly clear skies in the forecast tonight. Humid conditions, lows in the lower 70s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the lower 90s. Mostly clear tomorrow night. Still humid, though, lows in the mid-70s. Highs in the lower 90s on Sunday. Highs in the upper 90s on Monday.
Support for KPR comes from KU School of Professional Studies, an economic engine for the region, providing career-specific degrees, professional development programs, and leadership workshops that strengthen communities. More at sps.ku.edu.
85 degrees in Lawrence, 89 in Emporia. It is 6:20.
Support. People are struggling.
People are more than just like the financial situation they're in. Even when they're in tough points in their lives, they laugh. I think laughter is a really great way to connect with someone.
I'm Adrian Ma. Hear my conversation with NPR's Stephen Bisaha about covering the affordability beat on All Things Considered.
Join us tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock on your KPR stations for Weekend All Things Considered.
Support for KPR comes from the Kansas State Fiddling and Picking Championships, promoting American folk music with the annual event in Lawrence's South Park, open to the public, August 23rd. Details at fidpick.org.
Thanks for tuning in. We have news headlines coming your way in just about 37 seconds. It's 85 degrees in Lawrence, 89 in Emporia. The time is 6:30.
Today. This is NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson. Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach is supporting a constitutional amendment that would switch to directly electing state Supreme Court justices. This comes as early voting on the proposed amendment is already underway. At a public event in Newton, Kobach said the current Kansas Supreme Court, quote, invents new constitutional rights. Kobach cites a 2019 decision that said the Kansas Constitution protects abortion rights. He says the court using its authority to give Kansans the right to abortion is a slippery slope.
Does that mean the right to physician-assisted suicide? Does that mean the right to take whatever recreational drugs you want to? Does that, you know, you can imagine all kinds of things.
Critics of the change say it will insert politics and campaign donations into the court. Abortion rights groups call it another effort to outlaw abortion after Kansans voted in 2022 to protect abortion rights in the state constitution. Fort Riley held a change of command ceremony yesterday. The ceremony honored the outgoing commander, Colonel Gerald A. Nunziato Jr., and his replacement, Colonel Joey Orr. The event included a mounted color guard in historic uniforms. Orr, who is the new commander, served overseas in Afghanistan and Iraq, and previously served as commander of the Army garrison in Greeley, Alaska. Rural Kansas is filled with historic but underused buildings. The Office of Rural Prosperity created the Downtown Revive and Thrive program to bolster economic opportunities for communities. They recently awarded $750,000 to 9 towns. The town of Cimarron in southwest Kansas won almost $100,000 to revive a classic soda shop and pharmacy. It will become a space where entrepreneurs can launch their businesses in town. Tony Coast is leading that project. He says reviving this century-old building will hopefully keep young people in the area by giving them a place to work and to create.
There's just tons of interest around entrepreneurship, and of course this is like the perfect entrepreneurship space because it was forever a shop.
Other towns across Kansas are using the grants for art studios and as shared kitchen spaces for building community. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
2026 is about halfway over, so we look to see what some of Morning Edition's most popular stories have been about so far this year. The answer was joy.
Like, it's the family, it's the joy.
The crafters reported higher levels of happiness and life.
That arts engagement was related to 4% slower aging rate.
Morning Edition brings you the news to keep you informed, but we also bring you something vital every weekday.
Join us Monday through Friday, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. It's a great way to start off your day. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 96.1 FM in Lawrence, we have many frequencies. They're listed for you online at kansaspublicradio.org, where you can always just stream us. Again, that web address, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline in Headquarters, Kansas, offering confidential crisis counseling by phone, text, and chat to Kansans in need 24 hours a day. Online at kansas988.org.
Thanks so much for tuning in. Coming up on your KPR stations, on KPR 1, we have news headlines coming your way at 7:01. Followed by Stardate, then 2 hours of film music tonight, selections from animated film scores and soundtracks. Jeff Watson is your host from 7 to 9 p.m. If you're joining us on KPR 2 at 7 o'clock, we have Snap Judgment. Mostly clear skies in the forecast tonight. It's going to be humid, though, with lows in the lower 70s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the lower 90s. Tomorrow night, still humid, lows in the mid-70s. It's 10 minutes before 7.
But to really understand, turn on Morning Edition from NPR News every weekday.
Morning Edition comes your way 5 to 9 a.m. Monday through Friday on your KPR 1 and KPR 2 stations. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3. KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the Resource Center for Independent Living, working with individuals, families, and communities to promote independent living and individual choice to persons with disabilities. More info at rcilinc.org.
Thanks so much for joining us here on KPR. Up next at 7:01, news headlines, followed by Stardate, then two hours of film music. Film Music Friday coming right up. And tonight it's Cartoon Night. Some selections from animated films, including An American Tale, Toy Story, and what we're hearing in the background right now, Ratatouille. These are from the end creditouies. I love Michael Giacchino. Maybe you do too. Coming up, it's Film Music Friday. We are starting things off tonight with a bit of vintage Warner Brothers cartoon music. It's all coming your way, 7 to 9 p.m. Stay tuned. It's 85 degrees in Lawrence. The time is 7:01, and the news is next.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Libby Casey. One of those close to the ICE officer who fatally shot a Colombian man during a vehicle stop in Maine on Monday says he has a history of violence and domestic abuse. NPR's Vanessa Romo spoke with David Brulette's ex-wife.
Ashley Brulette says her husband David told her he was the officer who fatally shot Juan Sebastian Duran Guerrero. She says he called her asking to vouch for his character.
I said, "Why did you do it? Did you do it?" And he said, "Yes, it was me. Yes, I was involved, but it was justified."
She told him she wouldn't lie for him, not after suffering abuse at his hands, she says.
He hit me, choked me, and there was an incident where we had been fighting and I walked away and I got in the shower and he comes in with a gun and points it at me and tells me that he's going to blow my brains all over the bathtub.
NPR reached out to David Brulette, but he did not return those calls. DHS is not confirming or denying the identity of the shooter, but in a statement says the officer involved has, quote, nearly a decade of federal law enforcement experience. Vanessa Romo, NPR News.
Rain is easing in Texas Hill Country, where more than 2 feet of precipitation fell this week in some areas. But weather forecasters are warning that rivers could still crest this weekend. Governor Greg Abbott says local rivers will be fast moving and dangerous.
Even if rain is not falling, because of the flow of water downstream, residents and leaders need to understand the rivers will still rise and still pose life-threatening danger.
Abbott declared a major disaster in several Texas counties. At least 2 people have died. The governor, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from EBSCO, dedicated to empowering medical affairs teams with peer-reviewed research, AI-powered summaries, and tools for literature reviews. Learn more at EBSCO.com. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. There's a little track that's called To Itch His Own, and it came from an album called The Carl Stalling Project. And if you don't know who Carl Stalling was, well, he wrote the music for all the Looney Tunes cartoons in their heyday back in the 1930s through the 50s. Learned a lot about the guy putting this show together, like about how he was born in 1883, playing the piano at age 6, and in his 20s, he actually came from our neighborhood. He was playing music for the silent films on organ at the Isis Theater in Kansas City, when he was lured away by some dude named Walt Disney to come out west and write the music for Steamboat Willie, and later lured away by producer Leon Schlesinger to write the music for the Looney Tunes and Merry Melodies cartoons, one a week for about 22 years. He was kind of low-key America's best improviser and arranger. All there, right there in the background, about cartoons, about cartoon animals murdering each other with dynamite. It's a music that Lend me to put together tonight's program for you. It's Cartoon Night. We've got music from animated films tonight on Film Music Friday. From movies like An American Tale, The Secret of Nim, Toy Story. That and a great deal more for you. We're settling in to have quite a lot of fun tonight, and we will continue with some music that was written by Alan Silvestri for a combination of Looney Tunes cartoon and Private Eye Thriller. Not the first time they combined animation and live action, but used to great effect in the film Who Framed Roger Rabbit, some music of which we'll take in next on Kansas Public Radio. Happy ending there for the residents of Toontown in Who Framed Roger Rabbit? Robert Zemeckis' picture, with music from his go-to composer, Alan Silvestri. A superb blending of live action and animation back in the late 1980s. Still to come in Cartoon Night tonight on Film Music Friday, we have music from a pair of pictures that were from the Don Bluth Animation Studios, both of them about mouse people. We've got music from An American Tale and The Secret of Nim. Still to come on tonight's program. Quite a while since the Pixar studio introduced us to a new concept in animation, computer-drawn animated graphics. A lot of Toy Story pictures out in theaters right now. We're going to go back to the original and enjoy a few selections from the 1995 original Toy Story, with music by Randy Newman, next on KPR. A few fun selections there from Disney's Toy Story, the original from 1995, music by Randy Newman, here on Kansas Public Radio, as part of Cartoon Night, on Film Music Friday. Support for Film Music Friday on KPR comes from Newbon House of Lawrence, offering care services to assist living, including day-stay, short-term and long-term options. Information at newbonhouse.com. And Watkins Museum of History, celebrating America's 250th anniversary with various museums and historic sites. Information about Finding Freedom, the Promise of 1776 in Douglas County, Kansas, at Watkins Museum. One of the great rivals to Disney Productions back in the 1980s, during the days when Disney still had rivals, was Don Bluth and his studio. He got his start working for Walt Disney Studios, but broke away in the early 1980s to form his own animated studio and had some real hits that were like Disney pictures, but with a bit of an edge to them. One of them, from the early 80s, was about a family of Russian Jewish immigrants arriving in America in the 19th century, depicted as mouse people. An American Tale, with music by James Horner. A few selections next on Kansas Public Radio. Music from An American Tale, and it was an emotional tale indeed, with music provided by James Horner, one of the movies that came out of the Don Bluth Animation Studios. And that was not the first one about mouse people that was preceded by a story about a mouse who was a mother to three young children, faced with the seemingly impossible task of having her house moved away from a field before the farmer could plow it over and destroy everything. That was from The Secret of Nim. The music for that production provided by Jerry Goldsmith and presented for you now on Kansas Public Radio. Jerry Goldsmith's music from The Secret of Nim here on Kansas Public Radio during Cartoon Night on Film Music Friday. More fun in the next hour after NPR News. KPRE is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, and online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Live today to $3.98, according to AAA. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Eric and Wendy Schmidt through the Schmidt Family Foundation, working toward a healthy, resilient, secure world for all. On the web at theschmidt.org. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Rats in the kitchen. That's typically a very bad sign for any kind of restaurant, but not unless the rat happens to be a heavily knowledgeable gourmet chef, as in the premise of Ratatouille. With a little music there from Michael Giacchino to get things started in our second hour of tonight's Film Music Friday, during what we're calling Cartoon Night, music from animated pictures, such as Chicken Run, a stop-motion animated picture from the Wallace and Gromit people, coming up in just a little while, along with two pictures from Studio Ghibli, Hayao Miyazaki movies Princess Mononoke and later Nausicaa of the Valley of the Wind. All that's still to come on tonight's Film Music Friday. I've enjoyed putting together this program this evening. It's allowed me to indulge in a little childhood nostalgia, as I found with this Rankin Bass production from 1982. We'll hear next music from The Last Unicorn, which had the voices of Alan Arkin, Jeff Bridges, Mia Farrow, Angela Lansbury, and Christopher Lee in a story about a unicorn on a quest to discover what happened to others of her kind. This was a sort of movie that I can remember scaring me quite badly back in the day because of its vividly imagined bad guys, a very gross harpy and a blazing fiery Red Bull. But I also discovered some quite appealing music that was provided by composer Jimmy Webb, and here's some of it next on Kansas Public Radio. Music by composer Jimmy Webb from the 1982 Rankin Bass animated picture The Last Unicorn, here on Kansas Public Radio during Film Music Friday. Still to come in the second half of the hour, we'll have music from Japanese composer Joe Hisaishi, from two Studio Ghibli productions, Princess Mononoke and Nausicaa, Valley of the Wind. Still to come on Cartoon Night during Film Music Friday. Support for Film Music Friday comes from the LMH Health Women's Center, offering a variety of women's health services for patients of all ages. More information is available at lmh.org. And Love Garden Sounds, buying and selling compact discs, vinyl records, stereo equipment, and more at 822 Mass Street in Lawrence. More at lovegardensounds.com. Well, so far tonight on the program, we've covered music from animated films that were made with hand-drawn animation, computer animation, but in terms of difficulty to produce, they've got nothing on claymation, stop-motion claymation, in the mold of Gumby or Wallace and Gromit features. In fact, the Wallace and Gromit producers, Peter Lord and Nick Park, gave us a fun feature in the year 2000 that was all about chickens and their bid for freedom from the chicken farm by building a giant flying contraption. The music was provided by John Powell and Harry Gregson Williams from the film Chicken Run. That's next on KPR. Some fun selections there from the conclusion to the 2000 claymation feature Chicken Run. The score was a joint effort between composers John Powell and Harry Gregson Williams here on Kansas Public Radio during Film Music Friday. It is 8:32. Thanks for joining me tonight on Kansas Public Radio. Tomorrow afternoon on KPR, it is Classics by Request, the show where you pick the playlist. Destiny is your host tomorrow from 1 to 4 p.m. Hear all of your delightful musings, requests for rainbows, ponies, and other animals, Where the Rainbow Ends Suite, the Red Pony Suite, Carnival of the Animals, and more. Classics by Request is tomorrow afternoon from 1 to 4 p.m. on Kansas Public Radio. Looks like tonight a 20% chance of showers. Otherwise clear skies, lows of 73 degrees. Tomorrow should be sunny with a high around 92. For the second half of this hour, I now have some music from a pair of Japanese animated pictures that were part of Studio Ghibli Productions under director Hayao Miyazaki. And we begin tonight with one called Princess Mononoke, a story that's not about a princess at all exactly, but in fact a young prince who becomes exiled from his people after being afflicted with a terrible curse, one that he'll need the help of a feral girl raised by wolves to clear himself of the princess in question. The music from Japanese composer Joe Hisaishi. Selections from Princess Mononoke, next on KPR. Selections from the Miyazaki animated film Princess Mononoke, with music by Joe Hisaishi, here on Kansas Public Radio. Support for Film Music Friday on KPR comes from Audio Reader, hosting a donation drive at the Lead Center in Lawrence Tuesday, July 21st, 4 to 7 p.m., accepting gently used stereo equipment, vinyl records, cassette tapes, and musical instruments. More details at reader.ku.edu/audio sale. And the University of Kansas, where experts connect across a constellation of campuses and disciplines, seeking breakthroughs to address complex health, safety, and economic challenges affecting people everywhere. Details at kansas.ku.edu. I've got one more for you, and it's another Studio Ghibli production from Miyazaki, with music by Joe Hisaishi. A big theme of those animated films is the importance of humankind living in harmony with nature. That's certainly the case in this 1984 production. That was about a young girl living in a windy valley, surrounded on all sides by a toxic jungle, quite fatal if entered. Music from Nausicaa of the Valley of the Wind, next on KPR.